In this verse, God states Abraham's requirement for the covenant. Walk before me and be perfect. Now, those conditions are not repeated in the subsequent verses when his descendants are named as part of the covenant. However, when the details of walking before me and being perfect are specified to Moses, it becomes clear that God did not give Abraham's seed an unconditional blessing. In this verse, God says the covenant that he is making is only between he and Abraham. In this verse, God states that the covenant which requires perfection may also extend to Abraham's posterity. It sounds like all that is required of Abraham and his descendants is for the males to be circumcised. Circumcision is just the sign of the covenant. The requirement is that Abraham continue to walk with God and be perfect in his heart and his ways. That is also the requirement on his descendants. Has Israel walked with God? Has Israel been perfect? No and no. Jesus is God. Israel has consistently rejected God for 2,000 years. The perfection of God's righteousness is imputed to those who receive Christ Jesus as incarnate Yahweh. So, Israel has not kept and is not keeping the requirements that Abraham agreed to. Hence, God, Jesus, has no commitment to them.